The Gemara says on the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph that Megillah Shloi Bezmana. I'm sorry, Megillah Bezmana. If it's during the regular Zmana Purim, then Lechatchila should read a Ba'asara. But B'diavad, you could do a Biyachid. You don't need Asara. Asara is not Ma'akiv if you're reading a Bezmana, but Shloi Bezmana. But if you're reading a Shloi Bezmana, the Mashal Kfar Makdim Yom Aknisa, a person is Yerzeh B'Shayara, he's not laning at the regular date of Purim, then you need Asara Likuva. Then 10 is Ma'akiv, and you have to have 10. And without 10, you can't lay in the Megillah. And this is how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Peches, that if a person is Mefarish B'yam, Yetzir B'Shayar, and you don't have a Megillah, and you're reading it early, then you need Asara Likuva, you need to have 10. So that's the way we come out, that if it's Bezmana, Lechatchila should have 10, but B'diavad, you could read it even B'yachid, you don't need 10, but Shloi Bezmana, then it's Ma'akiv, and you can't lay with a Bracha unless you have 10. So Shala comes up, what happens in a case where Purim falls out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, Teswap could fall out on Shabbos like we had this year, and the halach is if Purim falls out on Shabbos, so you don't lean the Megillah on Shabbos because it's Gzer Darabah, so you lean the Megillah on Erev Shabbos on Friday. So is that considered Bezmana or Shaloi Bezmana? In other words, is 10 going to be Likuva or not? So we said that if it's Kfar Makdim Liyam HaKnisa, that's considered Shaloi Bezmana and 10 is Likuva. If a person is Yetzir B'Shayar, he's on the road and is leaning early, that's Shaloi Bezmana and you need 10 Likuva. But when Purim falls out on Shabbos, and Chacham said that because of Gzer HaRabbah, you can't lean on Shabbos, you lean on Erev Shabbos, so how do you view that? Do you say that the Pshada is that becomes its Zman, the Zman now is Erev Shabbos, that is Zmana, and therefore you would not need Asara Likuva, or is that Shaloi Bezmana, L'maisa the Zman is Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos is Shaloi Bezmana, and therefore you would need Asara Likuva. So a very big nafmina l'alacha, in a year like this year, when they land in Yerushalayim on Friday, and if a person doesn't have a minion, are you able to lane without a minion or not? So this is a big machlokes in the Paiskim, the Prichadosh, and Tafresh Tzadi says Lahedya that when Yerushalayim would lane on Yedalat and Erev Shabbos, that's considered Shal Bezmana, and you would need to have Asar Likuva, and you can't make a bracha unless you have Asar. That's a Prichadosh and other Achrenim. But there are many Paiskim who disagree. Rabbi Yosachim Zonnefeld and he paskin in a case where you had a Purim Meshulash like that they lane on Friday, that you do not need a Sar Likuva. Chazanish also held like that, you don't need a Sar Likuva. They held it's considered Zmana, and a Sar Napi Likuva, that becomes the Tzikr Zman of Purim. So that's a big machlokes HaPaiskim. What do you do in such a case when you lane on your Shulayim on Friday? Is that considered Bezman or not? And is a Sar Likuva, or is it not Likuva? And I thought that perhaps you can arrive from a tshuva from Rabbi Kivager that he held that it would not be, it would be considered Bezmana, and Asar would not be Likuva. Kivager has a tshuva in Simcha Haftas, a famous tshuva about Ksiva Kedibur. Like Abbe, all dinim in the Torah, if you write something down, is it considered a Dibur or not? And one of the rabbis he brings is from the Gemara Megillah later on in Dafid Ches. The Gemara there says that if a person was Kaiser Darshu Megia, Im Kivin Liba Yatza. The Mishnah says if a person is writing the Megillah on Purim, if you had Kavana to be Yitzah the Mitzvah, you could be Yitzah your Kriyas HaMegillah by writing the Megillah. And the Gemara in Dafid Ches Mubeis, when it discusses the Mishnah, the Gemara says, as a Davar Pasha, that we're talking about that he was Misadar Psukha Psukha Vakarila, and then he wrote it down. In other words, when he wrote it, he didn't just write it, but he first looked at the Psukim, he spoke them out, he said them, and then he wrote them. And the Kivager is bothered, why does the Gemara have to say that? Why do we have to say that you said the Psukim and then wrote them? Why can't you just say that you wrote the Psukim and you're Yaitza with the Ksiva itself? So he says, from here would be a riot, the Ksiva is not Kedibur, and it was Pasha to the Gemara, you can't be Yaitza with the actual writing. So the case of Kaisva in Kivin Libiyatza means that you're writing the Megillah, and while you're writing it, you spoke it out. And the question is, could be Yaitza with that Kriya or not? And we say that if you're Mechavan, you're Yaitza. But if Ksiva would be Kedibur, then the Gemara wouldn't have to say that you spoke it out and then you wrote it. The Ksiva itself would be a Dibur. So from the fact that the Gemara understands you have to speak it out, you have to say it, that would be a riot, Lechaira, that Ksiva is Lav Kedibur. That's what Bikvega's riot. So I thought that Lechari, you could be madcha this raya like this. Maybe you could say it's not a raya. Ilam ksiva is kedibur. Ksiva is considered kedibur. But the problem is, when it comes to Megillah, it's not enough to have a dibur, but you need a dibur basara. Megillah has to be basara. You have to lane it with 10 people, with a minion. You have to have one person laning and be mitzi everyone else. And it has to be a kriya of a tzibur. So when you speak it out, then that's a kriya of tzibur. Everyone could hear you being mitzi everyone else. When you write it down, even if ksiva is kedibur, but it's a dibur that no one could hear, it's like a whisper. No one else heard your dibur. So by definition, it's not basara. That's not a laning basara. You're laning biyachid. You could have 10 people in the room, but they're not hearing you. They're not being yitz with you. That's a kriya biyachid. So if it's kriya biyachid, you're not going to be yitzin the Megillah for that reason. So la'ilam, you could say ksiva is kedibur, but it's not ba'asara. And maybe for that reason, the Gemara had to say that you spoke it out in order to make it a kriya b'tzibur. So lechay, what's a bikvegas raya? The ksiva is not kedibur. Maybe ksiva is kedibur, but the reason why you have to speak it out is to have this inyan of asara. That is lechay. I can get out of the raya of bikveger. But what are you going to say? That, well, we megillah bismana, you don't need asara. It's kosher even biyachid. So how can you say that the reason why the gemara needs to say this, spoke it out, is because of the din minyan? Who said we're talking about shlo bismana? Pashas, we're talking about bismana, and bismana, you don't need a minyan, and therefore bikveger's raya is a good raya. But the truth is that I think it's muchach mneyube, it's muchach really from the Ushami that this Mishnah is talking about by a kriya shaloi bezmana, because the Ushami asks a kasha in this Mishnah and says, Hayakesa darshu magia, person's writing the Megillah on Purim and wants to be yaitz with that. In fact, the Ushami that Luchaya Varaya from here, the Purim is mutter basiyas malacha, right? So Shiloh Purim is mutter basiyas malacha or not. Over here is writing the Megillah, Luchaya, that's a raya that Purim is mutter basiyas malacha because he's writing on Purim. And the Ushami answers, it's not a raya. Because we could say it's talking about Yudalad B'Krachim. We're not talking about the regular Purim, we're talking about Purim Yudalad in the cities, and therefore it's Mutar B'Asiyas Malacha. What does that mean? So many Mefarshei Yerushalmi say that it means we're talking about a case where Purim is Chalios B'Shabbos in Yerushalayim, they're laning on Erev Shabbos, so even though that's the Zman of Kirsa Megillah, but that for sure is not Asa B'Malacha because it's not the real day of Purim. So Lefi Yerushalmi, the case of the Gemara is talking about, the Mishnah is B'Dafka talking about a Kirsa Shlo B'Zman, a case when you're laning on Erev Shabbos, which, according to the Pri Chadosh, would be li'ikuva ba'asara, the asara would be ma'akiv, so me'mela, l'chari, it could be mancha b'kvegas raya, and say that lo'ilam k'sivas k'dibur, but it's not a dibur ba'asara, and since we're talking about a case of shol b'zman, asara is li'ikuva, and it's for that reason that you have to speak it out, and it's not enough to be yaitza and rely on the k'siva. So from the fact that b'kvegas brought this raya, and he didn't say, like I'm saying, maybe it's a raya that he understood, not like the Pri Chadosh, he understood that even on when Yerushalayim, the Lein on Yadal, that is considered Bizmana, that is the Zman, and therefore you don't need a minion. And Mimela, if the Bavli says you need to have Kriyan, it's not enough to have Ksiva, now it's not going to be a Raya, the Ksiva is Lav Kediva. So perhaps you have a Raya from Mibikveger, not like the Pri Chadosh. But the truth is that this Raya that I'm bringing is not so Pashit, and you could get out of it for a different reason, because there's a very sadistic machlekes achreinim, how to understand this din of Megillah Ba'asara. What does it mean, Ba'asara? So it's a do it from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes, the Megillah Ba'asara does not mean that you need a real din tzibur, a din being mitzi, that one person is mitzi everyone else, but basically you just need 10 people in a room. As long as if you have 10 people in the room, even though everyone's laying their own Megillah, it's not one person being mitzi others, that's considered Ba'asara. L'maisi, you have a person hanes of Ba'asara. That's how the Chazon Ish writes in an Aruch Chaim in the end of Kufnin Hey. But the Briskarov, it's brought down by the Briskarov that he was chaylik on the Chazon Ish, and he held that the din asara shal bezman is a mamash a din of tzibur being mighty. One person has to be mighty everyone else, like a regular minion, and therefore the Briskarov is very makbid when Purim fell on Shabbos and he had to hear the Megillah on Erev Shabbos to hear every word from the Baal Karya Kedine, because he held that that is the din of asara likuva, that one is being mighty everyone else. So if you learn like the Briskarov, then lechar my raya from Rabbi Kivega would be a good raya that he doesn't hold like the Pri Chadosh, because if we're talking about shlo bezmana and ksiva, writing the Megillah would not be considered basara because no one else could hear you and you're not being mitzi them, and therefore that lechar would be a reason why I need to speak it out. And if Rabbi Kivega didn't say that, that would be a raya that he held that in such a case you don't need asara. But if you hold like the Chazon Ish, then lechar wouldn't be a raya. Lailam Rabbi Kivega could hold that the Kriya Shloi Bezmana on Friday is considered Shloi Bezmana, and you would need Asara, but maybe hell, this is Asara. If you have 10 people in the room, and you're writing the Megillah, even though they can't hear you, Lamaisa, there's 10 people laying in one room, that's considered Asara, you have Pesuminisa, and that would be enough to be considered Asara. So whether or not you have Raya from Mibikveger, Kenag the Pri Chadosh, Luchar will be Tali on this Machlekes Chazon Ish and Briskarov, what is the gather of Kriya Samegillah? Ba'asara, is it a din tzibur, just 10 people in one room? So two important yesodos to come out over here is, number one, there's a yesodic machlokes achreinim when you, in Yerushalayim, when they're laying the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, is that considered a kriya bezmana or shaloi bezmana? Nafkamina is, do you need asara li'kuva or not? And number two, what bechlal is this getter of asara that the Gemara says over here, do you need for Megillah shaloi bezmana? Is it the pshat that you need a din tzibur, and one is being made to everyone else, like the Briskarov understands it, or is it just a din to have 10 people in one room, mishum persimei nisa, and you don't necessarily need the one is being made to everyone else, like the Havana of the Chazon Ish.